is the emphasis of the body is interesting. So when Ajahn Chah talks about the one who knows,
yeah,
is that not a purely mental exercise either? Is that also embodied?
Well, the thing is there's a there's a tendency to sort of in our minds, and particularly from Western education, and Western culture, is this division of mind and body, I think that this, when we speak of the oneness, in a sense, it's an idiom. It's not a reality. It's an idiom that's pointing to a particular quality. That's being the one who knows. So it's not just trying to find some kind of separate experience that you can cordon off and not have to do anything else with anything. But you can just be the one who knows. Well, it doesn't really work that way. You have to have that quality of knowing. One, it's it's the way that the Thai Krupa Ajahn, the Thai teachers, translate Buddha. This being the one who knows, so that it's knowing the mind, knowing the body, knowing the world that we're in, knowing the difference between liberation and suffering. It's the one who knows. So it's an idiom. So it's not some kind of separate sort of thing that gets cordoned off, but it's a quality that we experience within the range of our experience of body, mind, world, and self.